When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Next guest on the program, Butch, is Kylie Williams to chat about her weekend upcoming. Kylie, welcome to the program. Good morning. How's things going?
Not bad. Yeah, all good.
G'day, Kylie. Butch here. Look, welcome in. You've been a great guest over the last few weeks with having a few winners down south. Things going well. Big day at Riccarton, of course, with this new TAB Southern Alps Classic. It's certainly, I imagine, engendered a great deal of interest in the South Island.
Yeah, definitely. Brings out the nice horses and, yeah, with the good stakes. So hopefully it's a good day for everybody tomorrow and the best horse wins.
Maybe that's Jono Rocker. He might be the best one, hopefully. Righto. Race two you kick off with. And just an ace for the Pitman Stable. They've won 800,000 races at Riccarton. He was a good run when second last time. He's got a nice barrier draw to work with.
Yeah, he's not the easiest horse to ride. He can get quite strong. So, yeah, from one, I'm not sure what Michael will want me to do. Maybe just roll forward on him. The wet track's going to be in his favour. He doesn't tend to like Riccarton that much down the chute. But, with the wet track, he might come into play.
Express Coupe was really good last time. It was probably her race at Riverton. Talking about the rain that's been about, you rode her and she got the job done pretty comfortably from the outside looking in. Look, she'll go up in class here. She will get to a rain-affected track again, and that is when she operates to her best.
Exactly. And, they put the blinkers on her last start and it just woke her up a wee bit more. And she won quite nicely. And she has drawn wide, but I don't think that'll worry her too much. And as you said, with the rain-affected track, it brings her into play quite nicely.
She has won at Riccarton as well and placed 5 of 9 occasions. So whilst Justin Ace mightn't like it, Express Coupe, no problem at Riccarton.
Yeah, she's pretty honest. If you look at her form, she always tries her hardest. So, yeah, with that rain-affected track, and she'd have to be a sneaky wee show.
Righto, the two-year-old race looks like they're all running for a second behind Nucleosa, who has been super impressive in his two wins down south. Super Sincere, you ride for Andrew Carson, a big supporter of yours. This a daughter of Super Seth, who has had real good success of late. And can this one improve enough to be in the finish somewhere?
Yeah, she's a lovely wee filly. She impressed me quite a bit at the trials, and then at the races she probably jumped a little bit too good and over-raced and didn't finish it off. So I'd say we'll probably be looking to get her off a bit early and show that turn of foot she showed at the trials.
Demand Respect, your ride in race 5. Another last start winner. This one, last time at Ashburton with you in the saddle, got the job done nicely. That gets up in class here. He's got a tricky barrier.
Yeah, exactly. He showed quite a bit earlier on, and then he sort of, you didn't know which Demand Respect was going to turn up for a wee while. He definitely has the ability there, but it depends on which horse turns up. At tricky gate, he'll need a lot of luck from out there. He's not the type of horse that can do a lot of work, so yeah, we'll just need a bit of luck with him, I think.
This is a good ride you've picked up from Bill Thurlow in the North Island. The name of the filly is No Rain Ever. There's a few North Islanders, or a couple at the top, and then Robbie Patterson with one as well. Stephen Marsh with a filly that's been down there, but No Rain Ever. Gee, her run was super last time against the older mares and running fourth. You would have watched that tape, and she's going to be in this for a long way.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a shame we've drawn 17. They're wee bit worried about her seeing out the mile, so it's going to be hard from 17 over the mile. I'm just going to have to work my magic, hopefully. But yeah, she's definitely got the ability there, but we're just going to need a lot of luck from 17.
Yeah, look, I thought she was good enough at the mile last time. Kylie, you're right, from that barrier, what do you do? Do you go back? Is that really the best way to ride her to try and see out the mile?
Yeah, I'm just going to have a chat with Bill, I think, and see what he wants me to do. But yeah, we're just going to, you're going to have to hope that maybe even a bit of speed on so that it clears a few out and we can just slot in somewhere and get a bit of cover and and hopefully not have to do too much work.
Next race, in race number 7, you ride another one for the Pitmans in Almanac. You were successful on this one at Riverton. Steps up into the 65 grade at the mile again. Sort of been building towards that win, and look, gave the impression it might be one that has the ability to go on with it.
Yeah, definitely. It's always hard coming out of maidens and up with the big kids, especially on a Saturday. He's going to race over 18 following Saturday, which I think probably more suited to him stepping up in class. He's drawn a wide barrier, but he has a big horse and he needs a lot of room to keep rolling. So, yeah, he'd be one to follow on, I think, when he steps up a bit further ground.
Righto, this is the feature. This is a really good race. And a race that so many of these horses have been aimed at for a long time. We spoke to you the day that the Grey Goose won the Big Southern Challenge, and you picked up the ride on that occasion. This occasion, though, you stick with a horse who has raced really well right throughout the latter part or the last few months. This is John Ol Rocco. Gee, I thought the run was good last time and really pointed towards a big run here.
Exactly, and he's got a nice draw to get a nice run too. Andrew's put the side winkers back on him just to sharpen him up again. When he won the Timaru Cup, he had them on, and then he sort of stepped up over ground and was over racing, so he took them off. But yeah, the mile seems to suit him. I worked him on Tuesday and very happy with his work. Yeah, he's definitely got the ability, and yeah, hopefully we get the right run and the way he finished off that race last night, he can get over top of them.
His record at the mile is outstanding. He's been to the races 6 times at the mile for 3 wins, a second, a third and a fourth. So that's very, very good. Where it's the unknown with the favourite Mystic Park, who has looked super impressive coming through the grades at shorter distances. But if there's a chink in the armour, the fact maybe it hasn't been at the mile, is that what everyone's hoping?
Yeah, exactly. And he probably raced a wee bit keen last start and over race, so you're stepping up to the mile, they'll probably want him to relax a little bit more. And as you said, John O'Rocco's form over the miles is very good, and with that rain affected track, it's definitely going to help John O'Rocco too.
Yeah, he's got a great record with a little bit of aqua about. Thought he was a huge chance to take the thick end of the $350,000. Righto, the last, when you're celebrating a win in the TAB Challenge, you can't celebrate too long. You're going to go out on one, resuming Fire Glow for the Pitman Stable. Has won in a fresh up state, so couldn't be completely discounted.
Yeah, he won his last start at Reefton on a firm track. He's drawn a very awkward gate, so yeah, he'll probably need a wee bit of luck, and maybe stepping up to the mile might be more his go at Riccarton than the 14, so yeah, he might just be one to watch tomorrow.
Righto, what's the best of them from your perspective? I know which one you'd want to win the most.
I think John O'Rocco would have to be my best chance for the day. Yeah,
he just looks like this race has been on Andrew's dance card probably from the day that it was announced. Would that be fair?
Yeah, that was the plan after I rode him at Wellington, and then he had to do the 2 qualifying races in the south to get him into it, and then we were just hoping he had enough points to make the field, and he has. So, yeah, let's hope that plan comes to fruition for everybody.
Yeah, it's always good when a plan comes together. Thanks for joining us, Kylie. Safe riding out there at Riccarton Park, and we'll be watching.
Cheers, much.